And good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCEW in Sitka. Today is Friday, June 12th. It is 45 degrees with overcast skies. I'm Emily Kwong, and in the studio with me are three wonderful people. One you might recognize, two are visiting, and they came here in a very unusual way. Would you like to actually just introduce yourselves? Who are you?
I am Kari Lundgren, and I'm lucky enough to live here.
And Kari, you are the you're a member of the Southeast Alaska Aviation Association.
Correct, and I'm a liaison for the event that you're going to be hearing about.
Okay,
today.
And who are you?
I'm Bob Thomason, and I'm president of the Twin Cessna Flyer. We're the owners group for piston-powered twin-engine Cessnas based in the U.S.
Okay.
I am Catherine Tobinas. I'm president of the International Air Rally, and I organize the event that is here in Sitka with the Twin Cessna pilots.
Okay. So you're all tied together through this International Air Rally, which has been taking flight June 1st through tomorrow. It ends tomorrow, and your last stop is in Sitka. We're so lucky to have you. So what is the International Air Rally? And how did this all begin?
Well, I'll start and explain how my group connected with International Air Rally. Then I'll let Catherine talk a little bit about the group. But so we're the owners group for piston-powered twin Cessnas.
And what's a twin Cessna, just for people? Well, people know different kinds of planes. But
right. Well, of course, twin means it has two engines. Mm. So a lot of people are familiar with the Cessna 310, which was the airplane Sky King flew. So about half our members own that. And then the other half own larger twin-engine Cessnas, like, and the pilots out there will recognize these terms, but 340s, 414s, and 421s.
Okay. So you're the owner, or you
I'm the president of that group.
Mm-hmm.
We did a survey about a year ago, and our members said they wanted to go on an air journey. That is, get a group of airplanes together and go somewhere interesting and exotic. And about the same time, one of our members wrote an article for our magazine about a trip he had taken to the Caribbean with Catherine's group, International Air Rally. And they had such a wonderful time, I said, well, for our trip to Alaska, I'm calling Catherine and seeing if she'll organize this trip to Alaska. And so we talked. She had some great ideas. They do wonderful things. You know, you don't just travel around and hang around by yourselves. You get involved in the community.
It sounds that way. So, Catherine, tell us a little bit about your organization and what did you do in the Caribbean?
Well, we've been doing a once-a-year event. We call it an event. It's an International Air Rally. It started in Canada, in the province of Quebec, with the Pilot Association. And they were looking for things to do, interesting things to do. So I said, why don't you do an air rally? So we started in Quebec, where we all got together, a whole bunch of planes. And for 4 days, we went to different destinations to meet with the people. And this was an opportunity to liaise with the locals, you know. So then we brought it to Canada. We went across Canada. Since 2003, we've been doing all the provinces and all the territories of Canada up to the Arctic Circle and all the communities, even went to stay with the native communities, and we were received there. So people got to meet people in different places, and actually pilots got to go to places that would never go by themselves.
And that same thing is happening this month in Alaska.
So this month, this experience is our first experience in Alaska. We've been in the Caribbean we started the Caribbean in 2010. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing the Caribbean in different islands and connecting with communities. Mm-hmm. We are now calling it the Caribbean Skyway. We'd love to do an Alaska Skyway.
How has it been flying those Alaska skies? Because the pilots for Alaska Airlines are specially trained to deal with all the different weather conditions. What has it been like up there to tour this very different part? It's not the Caribbean Islands, for sure. It's a different kind of environment.
Well, for most of us, this is our first trip to Alaska, and it's very different flying up here. The weather is different. The information you have about the weather is not as complete as it is in the lower 48. Everything's different about flying in Alaska. In a lot of ways, it's better. The scenery is just incredible.
Where have you visited so far, Catherine? What are some of the places in Alaska that this rally has gone?
Yes, so we started with our first experience was in Ketchikan. then Juno. Then after we were on our way, myself and another aircraft were on our way. We were all on our way to Anchorage. But two of us had to land in Yakutat because of an engine problem.
Oh.
So we got stranded in Yakutat, but actually it was one of the best experiences because we were there for 3 days and a very typical Alaska environment, and got to connect with the people there and discover nature. We went in the wilderness and saw the bears. Everything we wanted to see of Alaska as far as the wilderness. So this was a great opportunity for us. Everybody else went to Anchorage, and Bob went to a beautiful place called a lodge. That was a lodge in further north of Alaska. And then we all reconnected here in Sitka.
Okay.
But yeah, the best experiences are the ones we leave with the locals, actually, like we are now in
where
Sitka.
Where your plan changes.
Yes, like. Exactly.
And
yes.
Kari, you're the local liaison for this rally. So what are some of the things that the group has been doing ever since they landed? And they've landed, it's six planes, now five, from all over. These are pilots and their companions, their friends, people who are along for the journey,
spouses, enthusiasts
from all over the country.
Yeah.
You said California, North Carolina, Arizona. What have they been up to in Sitka?
Well, we all got together for the first time last night. Sitka sponsored a picnic down at Halibut Point Rec, our favorite picnic spot, and just had a great time getting to know everybody. And then later on today at noontime, we'll be taking a boat out to Dove Island Lodge. Dwayne Lambeth, who owns the lodge, is a beaver pilot and a very generous one, and he'll be hosting us out there for lunch. And but also they'll just be noodling around town because there's so much to do and see today. So people will be on their own as well. But a great side is that two of the pilots are getting married tonight out at the golf course. Sorry, everyone's not invited. Sometimes that does happen
people.
In Sitka. You know, come down to the Centennial Building, but not tonight.
They're getting married tonight.
They are. Yeah. They're getting married. They chose our city to take the big blessed step. So that'll be a fun event for that group tonight. Okay. Out at the golf course.
You strike me as true explorers in this spirit that doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. Though, so Kari, you're wearing a t-shirt that says The Great Around the World Air Race, Sitka, Alaska, 1924.
Correct.
And it's got two float planes on it.
Correct.
And some canoes, kayaks?
Probably some traditional boats of the day.
Yeah, so you've lived here longer than I have.
Not since 1924.
Not since 1924.
I am old, I know that.
No, just kidding. Hardly. Is this a common, is this a tradition in Sitka, actually, for it to be a port of, not exactly call landing for air rallies?
I would say, you know, and I'm going to be looking for a book on this particular, because I think this is a very famous around the world trip that happened, and there's lots of pictures out at the airport of this, you know, of this particular event. I think these are maybe Stinson's, I'm guessing, but anyway, the powerhouse of the day. But aviation really in Alaska really made Alaska what it is today. I mean, lots of other things, gold mining, but aviation really opened up the communities to commerce and transportation before anything else, because again, we still don't have a lot of roads in this state, if you haven't noticed. So it's fun to be a part of that.
It really is. And I can't imagine, actually, what is the best thing that has happened to you in this journey so far? Do you have a memory or a moment that...
Oh, it's all been so wonderful. But you know what? The barbecue last night with the Southeast Alaska Aviation Association, that really was a highlight. To meet people who live here and fly here and know the area, we were just talking away all night long. It was just wonderful. This is the warmest welcome we've had in Alaska, and we just love it here. And we'll be back.
How is negotiating the runway?
It's an interesting runway. It's right out in the water. It's sort of like an aircraft carrier. But it's a very welcoming runway because you come in, we came in from, you know, over the water along the coast, and it's just beautiful to see it with the mountains and everything. It was a delight to land on. Beautiful.
Okay. And what's next for these air rallies. What role do they play in your respective organizations? You mentioned Aviation Connection is a group that you work alongside.
Yes.
And us. Go ahead.
So we believe that we have to support general aviation, and the only way to support is to work together. So we reach out to the older pilots to help younger pilots who are passionate about aviation. It is very expensive to become a pilot, professional pilot, and we kind of show the way where the older pilots should share their knowledge, their experience. So we match young pilots who want to be professional during these events. We match them with mentors, so they get the hours, they fly free, we sponsor them to fly free. We cover all the expenses. They do not have to pay for the fuel. They get to log the hours. And we go for to get sponsorship for them. We have Bombardier, who is one of our sponsors. And this is what, and we try to make aviation, you know, destination to be aviation friendly, to understand that aviation is important and they have to support general aviation. So we get more young people to fly. Otherwise, we have a lot of pilots that retire and we need to have young pilots to take over.
Right.
And we support that in our organization.
Last question for you is, what advice would you give to any young pilots who are listening perhaps right now?
Pursue your passion no matter what it takes. The rewards are just beyond belief, and that just comes across in spades when you fly somewhere like Alaska. It's just spectacular. And I just urge everybody who has the passion to fly to reach out and make it happen. There are groups like International Air Rally that can help, and there are other groups too. So I just urge them to do it. Get out and do it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in, and safe travels. If any of you who are listening want to see these five twin Cessna planes, they're parked on the runway right now and will be until tomorrow morning. So safe travels to all of you. And thanks so much for bringing them in, Kari.
We'll do it again.
And we'll be back.
We'll be back. Thank you.
Thank you.